on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Just a reminder, before last Monday, we had talked a lot about the Biblical Citizenship class, a free class at Calvary Church. It started this past Monday. I was talking to someone who's taken the class before and said, hey, each week kind of stands on its own. But let me explain to you a little bit what this class is about. It's an opportunity to take a journey through the Bible and American history together and rediscover the secrets that produce a prosperous society when biblical principles are applied. And I fully intended to go Monday, and the swamp cooler had other ideas. So I missed the class, and the person I was talking to said, go to the other ones. There's 9 weeks, so there's 8 left that run through August 12th. It's free to attend, and the class includes commentary from notable pastors, constitutional experts, historians, and others. And the details about that class are on the web at calvarynm.church. Before I introduce you to our next guest, there's a connection here, what I'm going to share. Love Week is happening around Albuquerque next week, June 22nd through the 28th. It actually culminates with Freedom Celebration at Isleta Amphitheater, freedomabq.com to find out more about the event. But Love Week, let's focus some on that and some of the things happening. You have a chance to volunteer to help transform our city, whether it's helping to make the parks cleaner or beautifying the school campuses with APS. You also will have chances to support those facing unplanned and challenging life changes. And we can let children, elderly, the homeless know that they're loved through the actions that we can work on as volunteers all next week. So unite with hundreds of volunteers, all walks of life, faith traditions, and political affiliations. Put all that aside and just come together to serve our city in practical ways. So invite your friends, your family, your neighbors, and coworkers to volunteer with you. If you want to find out more, go to lovenm.org/loveweek. I'm going to get the details about a blood drive that you can be a part of during Love Week at Calvary Church in Albuquerque in just a minute. But before we get to that, I want to introduce Mackenzie Skeeters with By Talent. And Mackenzie, not your first rodeo on ABQ Connect and not your first rodeo when it comes to blood drives.
Definitely not. I was just here 3 months ago, so I appreciate you having me back.
Oh, yeah. Well, we love what you guys do to serve our community. Reminder, now, Vitalant is a nonprofit organization. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
If they want to find out more, they can go to vitalant.org. Let's start with this. Mackenzie, what areas about the need for blood, plasma, is there anything past that as far as donation?
Just the blood and the plasma, we're definitely experiencing a shortage right now. We just got into a critical status as of today, so we really do need that help, and we're very happy to be a part of Love Week, and we're excited to be here.
And I'll tell you this, in the years that I've been in contact with people who do what you do, rarely, if ever, do I hear, oh, we're good, no need. I don't know whether it's statistics or things that people don't consider and not realize just how critical the need is.
Yeah, so we definitely see a huge dip in our donations during the summer. So that's when we really, really need the help. So that's what we're hoping to accomplish.
Do you attribute that to just people traveling and busy doing stuff?
Businesses don't want to host, aren't as willing to host us because most of their employees are on vacation or whatever it may be. So,
well, one thing I would encourage the listener to consider, the body of Christ that's listening, or maybe you found us, you tuned in, but I know, and I won't go into details, I think I did last time, but when a family is impacted with the need, maybe someone in the family needed a blood transfusion, it just seems to make a world of difference as far as their involvement with Vitalant and other groups like it. But Really, the trick is to speak to those who haven't personally needed it. But you know, there's got to be areas where people just aren't thinking about, you know, well, how often does someone need a blood transfusion?
It's definitely more often than most people think. Your blood is probably on the shelf for a day, and it goes to the hospital right away. So, we definitely need it.
So, how often can someone, if they go, you know what? Okay, I'm doing it. You got a blood drive? I'm going to sign up. But much more often than that, how often can someone give blood or plasma?
So they can give blood every 56 days if they did a whole blood donation. And if they did a red cell donation at their last donation, it'd be 112 days. So if you donated on Good Friday, you can come and donate next Wednesday.
There you go. Yeah, and Mackenzie mentions Good Friday. That's something we do at Calvary Church every year, and we had dozens of people show up for that last donation. Now, before we get to the one that's happening at Calvary Church on Osuna, let's mention what's happening in Valencia County. You've got an event coming up just in a couple days.
We do, yeah. It's going to be this Saturday, June 22nd, 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's going to be at the Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley in Belen.
And if you want to sign up for that, there's a couple places where you can find the information. You go to vitalent.org and find the information, or you can go to ccrgv.com and scroll down. You see the events block there. Just click on that. But yeah, it's happening at Calvary. It looks like in the Children's Ministry hallway. They're going to be doing it actually inside the church there. You know, if you're in Valencia, hey, listen, if you're in Albuquerque, you want to make the drive, go down. But there's actually another opportunity, Mackenzie, that's coming up next week during Love Week when people can show up at Calvary Church. Now, I'm assuming then here at Calvary, like Good Friday, are the buses showing up? Is that
yes, what, correct. The buses will be parked in the parking lot.
Okay, how important is it to Vitalent or the donor the advantage to going online and signing up in advance?
It just helps everything go a little quicker. Whenever you come to donate, it can take the process down from an hour to 45 minutes. It can definitely help if you set it up online.
Okay, now the two types of donation that are able to be done at both of these blood drives, yes. Could you differentiate them and explain what the time investment?
Yes, of course. So our whole blood donation takes about 15, maybe 20 minutes max, just depending on how fast you flow. And that would be probably our most common one for the power red donation. We're only doing our O blood types right now, and that's going to be about 45 minutes total.
Okay. So let me give information on both of those. Okay. The first one coming at Calvary Rio Grande Valley in Belen. That's on Highway 314 and Lopez Road. That's this Saturday morning starting at 7:30 to 12:30. And hey, I'm going to guess, Mackenzie, you know, hey, if we get, you know, people lined up out the door and it gets to 12:30, you're not turning anyone away, are you?
We're not.
But the way to do that is go on to the website at ccrgv.com. The other, as I mentioned, is vitalent.org. And if it asks for a code to put in, that code for that drive at Calvary Chapel Rio Grande Valley is A1RGV. And then Calvary Church, part of Love Week, that kicks off Monday, but the Wednesday will be the blood drive at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. And again, it's your chance to give the gift of life and share with others in this community. You could schedule your blood donation by clicking on the Vitalent link. We actually made it real easy. If you go to klyt.fm, go to our website in the Action Center right there on the homepage. Just click on Vitalent and click. And also, you know, I'm going to tell the listener, just like I do when I say, hey, you know what? It's election day. Go out and vote. They're having a blood drive. Go out and give blood. Okay, the reason there's not a 3 o'clock, which it starts at 3 o'clock Wednesday, some guy named Ryman signed up for the 3 o'clock, so you're going to have to go at 3:15 or something like that. But I want to encourage everyone to come out. I want to say this too, Mackenzie. The staff that you have, they're accommodating. You know, they make you comfortable. You know, what are some of those? Maybe if someone can, they've never given blood. You know, what are some of the anxiety things that they may be experiencing that you regularly hear about? And let's alleviate some of those fears.
Sure, of course. So one of the major things that we hear is that people would be scared of passing out. And like you kind of mentioned, our staff is amazing. Our phlebotomists are awesome at what they do, and they're very good at talking you through the process and making sure that you're being healthy throughout the process. So if you are scared that you're going to pass out, I would highly recommend drinking a lot of water the day before and before your donation and making sure that you have eaten something. Sometimes I get people who think they have to fast to donate blood, and that is not true. So we want you to make sure that you're eating.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing, Vitalant's real good about communication. You sign up using an email, and you're reminded before the appointment. The other thing that's really important to remember, it'll say it online, but let me say it because I'm sure, again, it helps with the process. The day of your donation, there's some paperwork to be done.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, when I get there, I'll do it. But really, the best thing, you know, as you get up in the morning, go online and get that taken care of. Any other blood drives coming up besides this that maybe locally that come to mind for you that I guess there's a way for folks to find those?
Yeah. If you're interested, you can go onto our website, vitalant.org, and put in your zip code and see what's coming up near you. I can't think of anything specific off the top of my head.
Yeah. If you find New Mexico, there's a list of them there.
Yes.
And actually, you know, I say that also. I didn't look to see if there was any in Las Cruces, Clovis, or Portales coming up anytime soon. But Vitalant does work statewide.
Correct. Yes.
And for those listening in those areas, whether on the translators or full power station that we have in Clovis, go to vitalant.org and you'll find a place to donate the gift of life. So for all you're doing, Mackenzie, and your team, thanks so much. I guess we'll probably see you out here next week.
Yes, I will be here.
And then Good Friday.
Next Good Friday. Yep, we'll be here.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back, let you know about some other things going on in the community. But thanks for tuning in, and stick around. Well, there's more to come on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us. Just a few minutes away from the top of the hour, we want to let you know about some programming you may not want to miss and some things happening around the community. Coming up this weekend, part of our Gospel Brunch. Remember, Gospel Brunch on KLYT is every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Specifically, I want to let you know about the Spotlight Ministry, the teaching that we do at 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We call it the appetizer, the part of the three-course meal at Gospel Brunch, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. I don't know if you know this, John MacArthur turned 85 years old yesterday. We're going to hear from him coming this weekend on Gospel Brunch, 8 a.m. Sunday morning, and a message he's titled The Beginning of God's Final Wrath, a fairly recent teaching he gave not long ago. But then, of course, the live service from Calvary Church, that happens every Sunday morning at 11:30. Nate Heitzig this weekend. And then we wrap up the Gospel Brunch from 1 to 2 o'clock. We call it the dessert, full hour of a featured worship project. So don't miss that. And don't miss more ABQ Connect. I know it's Thursday, but we still have Friday to get through. And that's going to include our regular segments on ABQ Connect Friday. Typically, we get an update from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve Wood is going to join us. She's going to be talking about the Surgeon General's recommendation that a warning label be posted on social media sites to just inform about the effects that social media can have on those below the age of 18. So parents, you'll want to be tuned in for that. And then we'll connect with Cole. He's pinch hitting for Brian Cochran tomorrow for our Friday financial update from John Moore Associates. For those who were unable to be part of that live webinar last week at no cost from John Moore Associates on the topic of marriage and money, now it's posted on their website at johnmoore.com under the Insights tab. But some of the key elements from that webinar, Cole's going to cover that. As far as things happening in the community, let me tell you this, just real quick. If you have an event going on that you would like the public to be invited to, send all the details for us to studio@klyt.fm. I'll leave you with this event coming to Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley in Berlin. It's on Highway 314 and Lopez Road. It's happening this Sunday at 5 o'clock, a Christ Safari concert at no cost. You want to find out more about what's happening this weekend with that concert, their blood drive on Saturday, go to ccrgv.com. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, you'll find archived broadcasts of ABQ Connect at abqconnect.online. Join us again tomorrow, 1 o'clock, on ABQ Connect.